From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Juneau's public hospital could stand to lose tens of millions of dollars under the bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. That's according to Bartlett Regional Hospital CEO Chuck Bill, who shared a briefing from the American Hospital Association.
Yeah, it actually cuts the reimbursement to Bartlett Regional Hospital by $69 million over the next 10 years if it stays in the format that it's currently in.
A breakdown of the House GOP's American Healthcare Act would cut Bartlett's Medicaid reimbursements by about $52 million over 10 years. Adding to that would be nearly $17 million in higher costs in treating the rising number of uninsured patients in Juneau. Congressman Don Young voted in favor of the bill that passed on a razor-thin margin. Now it's the U.S. Senate's turn to tackle the GOP initiative to repeal and replace former President Barack Obama's signature health care act. Neither Senator Lisa Murkowski nor Senator Dan Sullivan has publicly staked out a position. The Murkowski has criticized House Republicans for stripping away protections for patients with many pre-existing conditions. Now Bartlett's Chuck Bill says Alaska's healthcare sector is making its case in Washington.
We're working with the Alaska Hospital and Nursing Home Association to reach out to Senators Murkowski and Sullivan and let them know what the impact is, and that we certainly believe that it can't be passed in the format that it's been presented to the Senate.
It's unclear when the Senate will produce its version, though the GOP-led working group's goal is before the 4th of July recess. A street in the new subdivision of Pedersen Hill will be named after fallen police officer Carl Reichus. Assemblymember Jerry Nan Curvis made the announcement during a memorial service last week honoring Reichus. A pair of plaques will also be erected at the Juneau Police Department and Hagavig Regional Fire Training Center. Reichus died when he and two firefighters fell from the top of a training center during a rope exercise 25 years ago. A 17-foot python that had caused concern in a community north of Anchorage since it went missing 2 weeks ago, has returned home. Matanuska Susitna Borough Animal Care reports that Sam slithered back into view Monday in the living room of its owner's home in Meadow Lakes. Its owner tells the borough's animal care department that Sam was fed a 25-pound rabbit before it disappeared. You're listening to the Atlanta-based Vega String Quartet playing a version of the fiddle tune Red-Haired Boy at yesterday's Juneau Jazz and Classics free lunchtime concert. Musicians played for about an hour in the State Office Building's 8th floor atrium with everything from this to Haydn and Brahms. Quick look at weather. It's 49 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport.